Good morning to you all. Thank you for being with us to this conference of the fourth quarter results of 2013 of Grupo Nutresa. I'd like to tell you about the results of last year and of the fourth quarter, which were extremely positive and recorded throughout the year an uptrend and big improvements compared to the previous or prior quarters. I'd like to give you a brief introduction about my retirement from the company, something that was published early this year. It's a new stage of my life, and you are well aware of this. And we do know that the succession process began early this year. And right now, we're keeping in mind some candidates. We have hired a headhunter to make the assessment necessary of the candidates to appoint whoever will be taking over my position, to discuss this with the board as well. And we await that by the end of March, we will have the name of my replacement, and we can make this bridge that's necessary to take over this position that I currently have. As of March 28th, we will have the announcement of this person that will be replacing me after the assembly. As you can imagine, this process has been done with due time. That's been very well planned. It's a natural process. And the board of directors of the company has been carrying out with me an exercise, especially of succession plans for the past 6 years. The last one was made last year, and it's something natural in these types of companies. It's also to be expected to have the guidance of the person that will be replacing me. We must have a shared vision with the board of directors to have a continuity that's so necessary, especially regarding our corporate philosophy and our plans, especially by 2020, to have this to meet the goals in which we have this route that we have already set forth. So you can expect, in general, that the company will continue its same course. Now, going back to the presentation per se, let's look at slide 2, please. And you can look at the highlights of the fourth quarter of 2013, and we begin with something that took place early this year, or really it was convened at the end of last year, and it's a joint venture made with Oriental Coffee Alliance SDN. This is an alliance and joint venture made with Mitsubishi Corporation. Once we made a trip to Asia in February, we established or formalized this alliance, and we found an enormous potential with them. In perspective, a year and a half ago, we acquired Coffee Malaysia, and this was made with Japan. And this acquisition with Grupo Nutresa through Colcafé, we managed to have 50% of the shares. And this was extremely exciting for us. And this gave us access to the production of different coffees from Southeast Asia. And it was really to get to have a feel of the industrial capability of the area. Also, in February, we started to commercialize DKM products in the world. So, as you can see, this really closes the circle of their strategy that we have commercializing our products in Asia, alongside a great partner, especially because of its network of commercialization global, and also in Southeast Asia particularly. So what we did was to seek an alliance with between Mitsubishi and Grupo Nutresa, and we agreed to have especially to be co-managed by a co-cafe officer, the commercial director, and an officer from Mitsubishi Corporation, which is the general director. So the alliance was made early in February. And 3 days after we started to meet, we had the commercial director of Good Cafe, who started to see everything that was invested. I'd like to mention something here. Last year, we updated and upgraded our factory to productivity levels that were great, and we can say that most of the year we devoted to stabilize the factory. In the second half of the year, the general manager of Cruz Cafe, who was the manager of Industrias Aliadas here in Colombia, and he was sent to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, and we started to make the alliance. The company last year had sales of $90 million because really the priority was to reach that alliance to start, have a good startup, and our quality levels needed to be increased with Oriental Coffee Alliance, which is very significant for us. The idea with Oriental Coffee Alliance is to sell coffee. Col Café will get placed there, its customers, with several exceptions. We have special customers that will not be related to Mitsubishi, but really all of our sales of coffee, especially with green coffee, soluble coffees, will be headed by the South Asian company. It's also worth mentioning that Oriental Coffee Alliance has its financial statements. But you can see through them that these do not overcome 50% of the share. And to finish this topic, the market in Asia, Southeast Asia, is enormous. The opportunities are fantastic for our company. Everything that is required in the market is met by Grupo Nutresa. So we have the industrial capability needed. And now we will begin to commercialize our products and take advantage of all the opportunities that we can have in Southeast Asia. Moving on to the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. Again, Grupo Nutresa was given the bronze class recognition. Of course, this is because our commitment, and really, Grupo Nutresa has become a better company. With great pleasure, therefore, we'd like to announce that this very stringent evaluation made by Dow Jones Grupo Nutresa obtained 100% of a rating in several topics such as the development of human talent, innovation management, conduct codes, risk and crisis management. So really, we're talking about global best practices. And we're among the six top companies in the food sector in the world in terms of sustainability. There are companies like Nestle, Unilever, which are companies that are global. And really, to see that we have Grupo Nutresa in this category because it was the best in these ratings is fantastic. In terms of corporate governance, we don't have the best ratings, but we do have the highest. We're like in second or third. So it's something worth underlining, worth shedding light on for Grupo Nutresa. Let's move on, please, to slide 3. So we could talk about strategic sourcing and Project Atlas. This project was begun last year. It's extremely important because it seeks the competitiveness of the company, keeping in mind sourcing. Everything has to do with raw materials, the goods, everything that's purchased by Grupo Nutresa, which are more than $3 billion worth, went through this strategic sourcing project. It was more focused on capturing the raw materials, but now it's a global sourcing project, and we're implementing the best practices in this case. And it did give us huge savings. We're talking about 40,000 million pesos, which is 48 BPs of EBITDA margin. So this has given us an immediate effect. In the year 2014, we expect savings that are higher. And part of this process, we have an office opening in Global Sources in Shanghai, November 2013, last year. Now it's in operation, this office. And we have professional buyers of goods, raw materials, elements that we purchase for a Southeast Asia. And also in 2014, very important is that we're moving our good practices to the experts and the buyers that we have in the company to other platforms. So by 2014, we have positive expectations. We're going to have Project Atlas in Chile as well, and in Central America, Mexico, Peru. And this will lead to provide us savings that are even higher. In terms of the proposal for dividends, we had a monthly dividend of 36 pesos per share, which is up 9.1% over the current dividend of 33 pesos, and a payout of 52.3%. And this goes hand in hand with the policy that we've had of providing 50% of our dividends after profits. So this goes in terms of prices of 1.8% of our profits provided in dividends. Let's please move on to slide 4, where you can see accumulated figures at December 2013. Here we've separated growth in terms of tons and prices or volumes of prices. And so something very important here is that last year, with a weaker demand, and now till January, we have the tax reform in Colombia, and therefore we did not increase prices. And to better assume these prices and differences, and that way we could avoid to have higher prices, and therefore the response was great, such as in coffee. And we also transferred the benefit of these costs. And this was very special if you look at the coffee item. Also, in coffee, you can see how we reduced prices, 7.9%. And also the other prices, as you can see. In ice cream, we grew 9.9% in terms of volume. So you can see here that the growth of 2% is quite modest, yes, but with our new price policy in terms, we did contribute to keep the best dynamics possible. Also, internationally, you can see how prices dropped, but we kept the same volume. Here you can see it's 27% of our sales are international. And ahead we'll see that despite these are negative figures, we did have some gains. It's more a situation of the market per se. If we look at international sales, increases were high. We're talking about 27.4% growth, and this is significant. And here were some similar situations to that of coffee that I just mentioned. Especially here, we're looking at cold cuts, for instance, at 20.3%. But also, you can see that there are drops of in terms of tons in some items. The growth of cold cuts business is amazing, as you can see here. But really, most of it has to do with inflation and more with the Bolivar-dollar ratio. And sales have been so high with cold cuts that really we're talking about inflation in dollars. And that's why in pesos it seems so high. But it's more related to tons sold in Venezuela. And basically, you can see that the others remain the same at levels. If we look at the other items here, and we compare the entire year, the sales of Tres Montes, these grew 4.3%. We had already presented this in, at December. And then we said that Tres Montes Lucheta has been dropping its sales by 5%. And that's not a surprise for us, given that this was a closed transaction. And we almost had the information prior, and it really didn't surprise us to have this slow growth. Although we did expect that by this date, at the end of 2013, things would be a bit higher. And here you can see different effects throughout the year and at the end of the year. In Chile, the prices are really good. In terms of oils, there was a drop. And especially Tres Montes Chiquita had lower profits in the blends. But it really did enhance everything in terms of sales volumes, such as Venezuela, as you can see. In the year 2013, you can see that we have absorbed the negative effects of that country. And this also affects us, of course. And the significant degrade of that country in last year is significant. But also, I'd like to highlight is that the most profitable items that we have really showed good performance, especially instant drinks, cold instant drinks, and pasta also. You can see that we did well. If we look at total sales now, you can see that we grew 2.4%. And again, what I said before, at the end of the year, we did have more dynamic commercial conditions. In slide six, you can see the fourth quarter results. And you can see that sales in Colombia grew 2.9%. Throughout the year, it was 2%. So there was a boost in the commercial area. And also, you can see in international sales, due to the different seasons, here we have the different dynamics of our products. Biscuits in tons grew 6.9%, 69%. Coffee kept growing as well, with a reduced price of 11%. Ice cream grew 6.8% at the end of the year. You could see the dynamics as well of all the other items. So really, in the fourth quarter, sales in Colombia had improvements in Colombia and also abroad. International sales grew 55.2%, as you can see in the graph. And you can still see the effect of Tres Montes Lucchetti. If we eliminate these effects, really, international sales grew 52%. Now, expanding on when it comes to sales per business unit, in the fourth quarter, you can see that there's a continued uptrend in sales. Remember, we were talking about 22% in the quarter. In slide seven, you can see this. And you can see that there is a decrease of different items. And total sales, you can also see that there were improved dynamics, especially the most profitable items. And also the Mexican market recorded very significant sales. And here it's worth mentioning the reform made in Mexico, which is the tax on production on items that have high caloric value or contents, especially for the cold instant drinks. And these were going to be taxed as of January. So Tres Montes Lucchetti was great at placing all the inventory it had until February, and it sold this inventory at December 31st without the tax. Before, the tax reform in Mexico was enacted. So that's why the growth in Mexico grew 200%. But as I told you, this was a strong commercial effort made by Tres Montes, since as of January, it's a very high, there's going to be a very high tax on this type of product. And the idea was to reformulate the product, reducing the caloric content and adjusting to the standards to avoid having to pay this high tax, this new high tax in Mexico. So now we have a product that's being supplied. It's reformulated to avoid having to pay this very high new tax. It's very competitive. It's healthy still. And compared to other products, it clearly has improved its competitiveness. And we will be seeing profits in coming months. But the idea, when we report the results in the next quarter, we will be seeing what will be happening with these products. And we'll be looking at the sales rates of these products. And Tres Montes look at the only sold some products in January and February, which were not covered by the tax. We're talking about some oatmeals. But really the main product, the Suco brand, sold everything at December. And in January and February, only in March now, we're starting to see other rates of sales because now we have a new product with the new reformulation. But because of that great competitiveness, we've had these good results. I'd like to highlight here that we have executed in Mexico the commercial part, and as announced in the last quarter, Tres Montes Lucchetti, one of its attractive points was its commercial capability. Its capability to reach different markets, to reach the stores. So with that, through Tres Montes Lucchetti, Grupo Nutresa has strengthened. And throughout this year, what we've seen with that, there was an absorption of the commercial area of Tres Montes Lucchetti. In this way, we have consolidated our commercial presence in that country to sell the chocolates in Mexico, to keep on selling its products and other products of Grupo Nutresa. And this undoubtedly has been one of the new capabilities that Grupo Nutresa has seen in Mexico. Now let's look at the next slide, please. We can look at total sales. So we're looking at slide 7, total sales in the fourth quarter of 2013. We're talking about sales organic growth total of plus 7.5% as of the fourth quarter of 2013. Slide 8 shows you sales by region, and it's self-explanatory, really. Let's make better use of our time. This is a pro forma with Tres Montes Lucchetti in the last 12 months. Now it's slide 9, the market share of Colombia plus Tres Montes Lucchetti. As of this date, we can see the results. So we can look at the results in cold cuts, for instance. we could see that there were decreases in pesos. We grew 6.6% in biscuits, especially at the end of the year, and also in chocolates. But we lost some market share in chocolates, in hot chocolate, for instance, some pasta. And here we can see as a reference or a benchmark the market share of Tres Montes Lucchetti in Chile and Mexico. Here's the picture of the market share of the company. Moving on to slide 10, with regards to the commodities index, you can see what's happening in 2013, especially the basket of raw materials. And the index was at 16% below that of 2012. And this drop has been very marked. And there are instances in which pork was important here. And during the fourth quarter, you can highlight a decrease of other raw materials. Now, most recently, the devaluation of the peso is having an impact on the cost of our commodities. And that's why we can see the lower rates, which, of course, has benefited the result of 2013. Now looking at 2014, there are good perspectives, but there's some things that we'd like to share with you so that you can have the sensibility of what's happening. Procurements made in dollars are compared to sales and exports, and these reached $230 million. So the devaluation that has been recorded in 2013 of 7% has an impact of three basic points on these items. It's not substantial, but we do have a position that's quite strong. However, this does give us a situation which lowers our risks in the country and abroad. We must clarify that we have suffered with some of the reductions because there are direct costs involved for Grupo Nutresa that were imported to Colombia and made us more competitive abroad. So now with the dollar, with the peso over 2,000 per dollar, things change. Now, the last night on commodities, I think that this graph shows Tres Montes Lucchetti, right? Yes. This is something I'd like to clarify, that this graph incorporates all the commodities, including Tres Montes Lucchetti. And you can also look at this information on the website that appears at the bottom of the slide 10. And this is pro forma information that may be used. So you can see it includes Tres Montes Lucchetti information. Moving on to slide 11. You can see the raw material diversification of the company here. You can see that the number one item and the second item to the different percentages of our raw materials with direct costs. If you look at Nestlé, which is widely diversified, we can see that the packaging material is the number one item. Here you can see the prices of the raw materials as well, and you can compare them, and you can see that there has been an improvement of these costs. So now, let's listen to Mr. Jose Domingo Penagos, who is the CFO of Grupo Nutresa, to later have a Q&A session. Good morning to you all. To talk about profitability, we're pleased to talk about 832 million pesos, which is a 24.1% increase. And this is the largest EBITDA margin that we've displayed in the company in the past 5 years. And because of these higher margins, especially because of the organic, but I must say that when it comes to organic, we're talking about a growth of 16%. All of the business in pasta has grown in 2013, especially when it comes to biscuits and coffee. You can see here our growth rates. In this slide 12, you can see an extraordinary earning and accounting receivable and the EBITDA margin of 14%. The cold cuts business was 30% of the EBITDA of the group and increased compared to 2012 figures. And it's really handling well its margin despite the growth of the raw material prices that were displayed. And it's got more competency in the market. When it comes to biscuits, the margin is outstanding. We're handling very well the cost of oils and fats and also its sales expenses. And this, of course, provides benefits. Chocolate also displayed good performance, especially in its sales expenses. And our sales abroad have grown and still has a good EBITDA margin. Coffee, definitely, is something exceptional. It's got the largest margin of coffee, and still, it's despite the cost of commodity and even decreasing our prices, as we saw before, by 7% still. Ice cream still has good dynamics. It's good cash flow generator, and the margin is high in the past 6 years. And basically here, we can look at the innovations of the group, how we have upgraded the operation of the plant, and everything that's done in marketing and trading. Pasta, we have a very important effect, and we're talking about almost 60% of a production upgrade. And also, there was a reduction compared to last year's margin. And you can see the recovery of the accounts receivables, which grew 13.6%. Slide 13 shows us the EBITDA by business unit in the fourth quarter of 2013. And these rates are the highest that we've seen in many years. We have a margin of 14.3%. I'd also like to highlight that the organic growth was of 20%. We've got a very good margin when it comes to the recovery of accounts receivable. And here you can see 17% to to 13% in these operations. It's also worth highlighting in cold cuts, keeping in mind the inflation of Venezuela, but it's a bit more margin. Also is great in biscuits and coffee in the fourth quarter. Now let's look at slide 14, and let's look at the consolidated income statement at December 2013. Looking at the total operating revenues, we can see that there are some items in this income statement that are worth mentioning. The first one, the financial data grew 43%, basically because of financing of Tres Montes Zucchetti, which, if you remember, this transaction was an indicator of debt, which was low. But as we'll see ahead, the debt coefficient is very healthy now. And the idea is to expand our acquisitions. It's also worth highlighting the expenses because of the inflation adjustments in Venezuela. This expense is close to 50,000 million pesos, and the inflation of Venezuela is at 62% in the year 2013. And lastly, we would also like to mention that everything has to do with the accounting topic that does not impact the EBITDA, and also the income tax of 14.2%, and this is basically due to the higher tributation rate or tax rate, and this of course increased the deductibles of the company. It also has a fiscal effect for the devaluation of investments made abroad, so this gives us this tax to income. And also, with regard to total operating revenues, we have a net income of 380,000 million pesos, which grew 6.4% compared to that of 2012. Slide 15 shows you the consolidated income statement on the fourth quarter of 2013, and this really goes hand in hand with the operating revenues and expenses that were displayed in 2012. And here in the operating area and non-operating area, you can see the different figures. For instance, inflation in Venezuela has been growing and accumulated a lot from early 2013 to the end of 2013. Slide 16 shows you the net debt of the company, and we have an EBITDA of 9-fold for the group. And this ratio of the net debt EBITDA is something that we deem as much more efficient. And this 1.9 has to do with the cash flow generated by Tres Montes Zucchetti. And also in the past 12 months, you can see with Tres Montes Zucchetti, it really does represent an interest over revenue of 1.36%. So at December 31st, you could see these figures. As we've said in the prior conferences, the Tres Montes has been great for Grupo Nutresa's generation of cash flow. We ratify the firepower of 2.5 billion pesos. Slide 17 is the timeline of implementing the IFRS. Here we've made a huge progress with the consultants. And what we're trying to define now is how to open this balance with before the Colombian financial superintendent. We're working with Ernst & Young in this, and as of June, we must have the presentation of the opening balance so that we can have the close of the transition period at December 31st of this year. And January 2015 onwards, we'll be using the new IFRS regulations. Lastly, I'd like to mention that in 2014, we are talking about projects that represent 230,000 million pesos, projects to increase the production capabilities of the group, about $24 million for a crackers plant in the U.S., and this plant will increase about 40% of our capability in that country, and we will be looking at good results by the first quarter of 2015. This crackers plant will have an investment of this sort. Then this is made to increase our capability in crackers, and we're talking about $23 million to sell crackers in the U.S. And this is really a strategic project for the group. When it comes to the balance, will be used for the operation of this plant. With this, we end everything has to do with these figures. So briefly, also, before our Q&A session, I'd like to mention two things. The commercial dynamics, the raw materials and profitability, and synergies made with Desmontes Duquette. Firstly, in terms of the commercial dynamics, it's improved, especially in Colombia, but also in other countries in the region. As we've mentioned, the last quarter of last year, clearly we had good results, and January and February of this year, we've had a very positive commercial dynamic, especially in Colombia. We've seen great improvements in consumer trust and perspectives for the rest of the year this year are great. In terms of raw materials, last year we had very low raw materials, and it's probably in 2014 we'll have higher costs, because what we're seeing is a volatility that has increased with an uptrend, especially for cocoa, because in the world there's a disbalance in offer, supply and demand. So there you can maintain relatively high prices, as we've evidenced already. Coffee instead has had a recent leap, unexpected, because of weather conditions, although coffee experts assure that there are no reasons to keep that trend. Instead, that ahead, things will change. When it comes to proteins, we have a summary that we hope that in commodities, we'll have a higher volatility with an uptrend. And the index of cost of commodities, Grupo Nutresa will be a bit higher than in 2013. And the margins also, but it will have a delta slightly close to our EBITDA margin. But we must also mention that we are well purchased. Generally, we have inventories or procurements accumulated up to May, including the coffee. We already have reserves for May, wheat. We have purchases till May, other items till April. So our position is quite favorable, with prices lower than those seen today. So now we will have for 2014 the first semester with good results, especially because of lower prices in our procurements. in terms of the synergies that we've made with Tres Montes Lucchetti, we've made huge progress. Progress with great agility in the commercial area. As I've mentioned, Mexico, we've already merged our capability with Tres Montes Lucchetti. In Peru, we already made the merge, the official merge, so all the sales of Compañía Nacional de Chocolates in Peru, which was the largest commercial area in South America. We've also merged in several countries, in Central America, with other countries headed by Comercial Pozuelo, which is the one that's the largest, then Tres Montes Lucchetti. So really what we're aimed at with Grupo Nutresa is to have large capabilities, commercial capabilities, looking at Chile, also headed by Tres Montes Lucchetti in Peru, by Compañía Nacional de Chocolates de Peru, in Colombia, headed by Comercial Nutresa, also in Ecuador, which is doing quite well. Headed by Corbienza Ecuador, or throughout Central America, the commercial block of Pozuelo, and in Mexico, headed by Tres Montes Lucchetti. So as I told you, in the U.S., our commercial boost is with Fair Foods. We're doing quite well. And the idea is to make this expansion that the plant cracker that Jose Domingo just mentioned. With regards to Tres Montes Lucchetti, we're making product developments. We're exchanging many different managerial tools. And now, with the large synergies we're making, the idea is to work with Chile to have significant savings in 2014 with Tres Montes Lucchetti. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the presentation. This ends our presentation. Thank you, Dr. Piedraita. So now we can begin the Q&A session. Please give us your name, the company you work at, your question, and then we'll have our mic for counter questions. Thank you. Now we begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star followed by one on your phone. If you wish to remove your question, just press number. Please raise your phone if you have using your speaker. Again, please press star followed by one to make your question. We have a question, Mr. Orcos. Good morning, and thank you for your teleconference, and congratulations for the results. I have a couple of questions. One, you had a growth of organic sales during the quarter. If you adjust by inflation in Venezuela, how much is the growth really? The other question, there's been a significant improvement of gross margin, not only because of the results of prices, but also operating improvements. How much will you quantify those operating improvements in terms of EBITDA margin or gross margin? And also, could you please repeat the comments about the sensibility to the exchange rate? Thank you. Thank you, Felipe. It's our pleasure to discuss all three questions. We saw that the growth of sales grew 5.7%. If we look at this, because of the inflation in Venezuela, was let me discuss this in a different way. The last quarter, we've seen a growth in price in Venezuela of 24%. And we suppose that represents 1.4% of the growth of that specific quarter. So we're talking about 7.5. No, we're not talking about 7.5 when it comes to the growth, organic growth in Venezuela. Perfect. And what about for the year? The percentage coins is similar, 1.4% as total growth. So we're talking about 11.2 and 9.8%. Very good, thank you. To be very clear, if the effect of price can be explained, there's a percentage that anyway has to do with the adjustment in any country. So this is the most conservative method that we used. Okay, thank you. In terms of the operational improvements, we have not quantified the effects yet. However, evidently we have cost reductions, especially with merchandise sold. In terms of productivity, we had an improvement of 2.8% of hours manned in terms of price, which, although it's lower than what we displayed last year, which was over 5%, it's an improved productivity that's significant in the industry in Colombia. And this low productivity because of the trend of the on-the-go type of products, which lead to productivity levels that are lower. Likewise, there are effects of the operating results with the different products, which showed good performance, especially those with the higher profitability and the higher use of the plants because of those volumes and tons that we saw last year. I think that these are the effects. I'm sorry, we don't have per product the information, but this is why we have such good results. And when it comes to the exchange rate position, I say that to illustrate Grupo Nutresa, if we take the difference between the purchases in dollars per raw materials imported or imported or purchased in Colombia, and we subtract the operating income here, this is higher than the first in $31 million. So the position of Grupo Nutresa has been great and has been beneficial, having purchases in dollars above those sales in dollars. So to illustrate the example, the devaluation so far this year is 7%. And that 7% would have an impact of 10 or 11 basis points on the company. So that, you can say, is the exchange net effect of the group. But also it improves the competitiveness of the products. Thank you. Felipe, do you have any other questions? No. Questions were very well answered. Thank you. Okay. We have a question through the webcast. Good morning. This is made by Bancolombia. Thank you so much. Tell us about the performance of the results of the first months of this year, especially with regards to volumes and profitability levels. Secondly, could you please give us progress on entering new areas? And third, could you please tell us the impact of the low sales on margins? Well, thank you. firstly, in terms of what's happening in the first month of 2014, we as we've mentioned, dynamics are better. We can say that in terms of volumes, we've almost doubled our figures, and profitability levels are very similar to those that we had last year, very, very similar, because we have inventories accumulated at favorable prices for this first half of the year. Our margins are assured for these first 4 or 5 months of the year. So we expect good results. In Mexico, I don't know if we've quantified the effect per se, because although there are no sales, remember with the Suco product that we have reformulated, the taxes to be paid are lower, so. And also, we've got sales of chocolates. So it's a bit difficult to provide you an exact data to give you a quantified figure of the effect. We've got to wait. And in terms of consumer, the new VP of the group is quite active in managing the businesses in Dominican Republic and throughout South Central America with practical improvements. And that VP has been implementing best practices, food, consumer foods, and we've seen that as a result, there are improvements, especially in Dominican Republic, and also a great performance throughout Central America. And with regard to Central America, which is new for the group in 2014, AFC, meaning PUCs in Central America, had sales of $33.3 million with a sales margin that was quite high. So I'd say that we are doing very well. And when it comes to the future, we are talking about acquiring service restaurants, which we think is interesting. Thank you. We have another question through the line. We have Diego. Good morning. Thank you for taking this question. I'd like to know more about your projections of the EBITDA margin with regards to Tresmontes Lucchetti and more about your activities in Venezuela in the future. Thank you, Diego. I'd say that for Tresmontes Lucchetti and Grupo Nutresa, the EBITDA margin forecast, as I've said before, I'd say that for Grupo Nutresa as a whole, we expect to be at the high range, 12-14, and for Tresmontes, to have similar levels to that of last year, meaning in the range of 12 to 14, what you've observed in these results. With regards to Venezuela, Irmo has been, quote unquote, working normally. However, Edmo has been able, of course, to continue its operations because it's got the priority to work with Luis Escavidia and at an exchange rate of 6.3 bolivares per dollar, it still has a volume similar to, and also it's shown growth in tons and the increases in sales are essentially because of the inflation. They have an EBITDA margin of 9% over sales. So really, their operation is normal. Again, if I could use the word with the word normal with so many difficulties in Venezuela, but in Venezuela, we told you last year that prior to the inflation of 2012, we had the cash flow available in which we purchased some furniture for Ermol, and some, we had the offices that were leased, and now they are owned, and we have some warehouses in Valencia. So they've been quite productive and represent the value and protected us with the devaluation of last year, and now we have a cash flow position that's more or less neutral in Venezuela. So there are excess cash flows only because of the inflation. Thank you. Thank you. And now we have Jorge Restrepo. Good morning. Congratulations for the results. I have a question with regards to Colombia, because I see that sales in Colombia grew 2%, but we see that the consumption is more than 5%. Why do we have this difference? Is it because of the consumer? What can you tell us about that? But yes, thank you. Well, the truth is that to compare the consumption of food with the GDP is not really something very relevant. Really, you should be comparing home consumption with other items with different dynamics. For instance, computers, white lines, house appliances, clothes, which had a performance higher than food, and entertainment and transportation. So in home consumption, there are items that were much more dynamic. So if we make a close-up at food, what we can do is compare that 2%, which seems modest, because really the consumption of food in Colombia in 2013 was modest. And if we compare this with our market share, you can see that we lost in some, and in others we won. But the net of Grupo Nutresa in the year 2013 increased its market share. If I'm not wrong, we ended the year at 9.6 when we began the year 2013. We moved from 59.2 to 59.6, and we gained those basic points. So what you can see with this is that the performance of food was modest, and Grupo Nutresa was modest, but better than the market. And we'd like to mentioned that contraband, which has been published a lot, such as the case of oils. Added value products with brands are not really hurt because of contraband. This has more, especially with confectionery or with chocolate. So we're not being hurt by contraband in our categories. So really, the performance of the category has been better, in short. Okay, if you allow me, why do you think that this consumption of food has been so modest in Colombia? Why do you think that the consumption of Colombia is so weak? Well, during last year, we had the tax reform, which hurt somehow the consumption of Colombia. We also have to look at the facts like strikes, transportation strikes, agriculture, farmer strikes that we've had in Colombia, which had some effect. And what else could I say? No, well, the consumer gave more priority to other items, as I said, entertainment, transportation, clothes, and other intermediate consumption items. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Let me read another question that we have from the webcast from Mr. Jorge Cruz. Good morning. Could you please explain to me more the negative performance of the EBITDA margin in Venezuela? What's the purpose? Well, we really can't rate as negative the profitability. It does have its fluctuations, but the pasta business has had an EBITDA contribution that has been very significant. And it's got a sound position in the market. It's very valuable in Colombia. And this had to do with other products. It goes hand in hand with other products. And with all this, we don't have a business evaluation plan in place. So really, we do see a very clear function of pasta in our group. Thank you. We have another question from Mr. Suarez. Thank you, good morning, and congratulations for the results. Dr. Piedadita, my best wishes in your new life ahead. Mexico is about 4% of the consolidated sales of Grupo Nutresa. And when we're talking about a major country, looking ahead 3 to 5 years, what do you think will be the sales volume in Mexico of Grupo Nutresa? And are you clearly going to make good use of the synergies with using the channels of the group? Thank you, Federico, for your good wishes, and let me address your question. Definitely, Mexico is one of the markets which we are emphasizing and targeting with Tres Montes. Look at these capabilities in that country. I'd say that in the future, Grupo Nutresa, and not only we will be improving in Mexico, but also in other countries, but particularly in Mexico, we want to expand our capability, our business, organic and through acquisitions. We're still studying at possibilities in Mexico, and 4 to 5 years ahead, I think that Mexico's figures could be doubled. Right now, we are emphasizing other aspects. Thank you, Federico. Thank you. Thank you. And we have Jonathan. Thank you. Good morning. I have a question about working capital. Do you see a difference at the end of this year in inventories? That's quite important, and I'd say it's because of what happened with Tres Montes Roquette. Could you please tell us what changes this applies here on?
Yes, indeed. The difference because of the consolidation of Tres Montes Roquette. But in terms of turnover, we have very similar plans to what we've been using lately. And although Tres Montes Roquette is much more focused on the modern channel than in the traditional channel, the difference lies on inventories. Inventories that Tres Montes Roquette has and that we have appropriated last year in Mexico. So we're moving from 74 days to 80 days, total inventory days. And this will be the same till mid this year. So we moved from 26 days in 2012 to what we have today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you. And we have Sergio. Please go ahead with your question.
Good morning. My question has to do with your business in coffee. Have you been able to increase your prices in the first quarter of 2014 since you haven't in the past year? And the other question, in Tres Montes Roquette, Mexico, it said that some of Nutresa products will be distributed through Tres Montes. Are those sales reflected in an increase of sales of chocolates?
Thank you, Sergio. With regards to your first question, right now in the international markets, we can see increased prices of coffee.
Still, we have not increased our prices of coffee because we have an advantage. However, it is very likely that we will be increasing our price after what's happening in the international market, and we will be increasing our prices also in Colombia. But for now, we do not plan to have a price